get ready for another round of winter weather as a storm will bring snow to the region tonight through tomorrow, and in some areas that snow will continue right through the day on Wednesday. In terms of accumulation, I do not expect this storm to be as big as the storm we had late last week, so I don't expect snowfall amounts to be up in that 30-inch range like some of us picked up from that storm last week. It's certainly possible some spots end up with double-digit snowfall totals. The areas most likely for that would be across the higher terrain of western New England, so basically the Greens, the southern Greens into the Berkshires. For most of us, amounts look to range anywhere from about 3 to 7 inches through late tomorrow afternoon. So the storm itself is going to track to our southeast. It's on a path fairly out to sea, and a storm on its own, on the path that it's on, wouldn't bring a tremendous amount of snow to the area, but there's another player involved. That's a storm toward northwest, and the two storms will interact, and essentially you can almost draw a line between the two storms, and it's along that line where we are going to see that snowfall, and that line happens to be right over our area. So clouds continue to increase this afternoon into this evening. Snow will break out as we move on through the night. Temperatures will be generally in the upper and mid-20s as the night moves along. So look for slippery travel conditions late tonight into tomorrow morning. I expect the commute to be quite slick across the area. And snow will continue through the morning commute and through much of the day tomorrow. The snow will begin to wind down, especially from the capital region on south by later tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures tomorrow will be between about 30 and 35, and the winds will begin to kick up a little bit as we go through the day. Snow showers from the capital region south tomorrow night, with snow continuing across the north country and across the higher terrain, and we'll keep those areas of light snow, especially across the mountains on Wednesday, where we can still add another inch to 3 or so on top of what falls tomorrow. For the rest of the region on Wednesday, just a few scattered snow showers will be possible. But the other big story this week beyond this late winter storm, it's going to be the cold, and there is really no big warm-up in sight, so we keep it chilly right through Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with snow developing, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow, breezy, high 30 to 35. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with snow developing, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow, breezy, high 30 to 35. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with snow developing, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow, breezy, with highs in the lower to mid 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with snow developing, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow, breezy, high 30 to 35. Region-wide on Wednesday, cloudy with light snow and snow showers, breezy and cold for this time of year, high 30 to 35. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy with snow showers, continued cool with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.